Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage.
What time is it?
It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
News from the Nest / picks. We'll start News from the Nest. Ravens back at practice today, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. And injury issues for the Ravens. Roquan Smith, is he back? Does he play? How effective he's going to be? Devontae Smith for Philadelphia. So still questions to be answered as we're, 4 days away from kickoff. But it's a short week here. You get the drill. We're doing what we can given the information that we have at our disposal. But let's get to the picks, because most importantly, booze is on the line. Beer for me, Mick Ultra. Beer for Nolan, Yingling, and wine for Vinny. Yep. And before we get to the picks, let's start with the standings update through 13 weeks of college football? Now into week 13. Or whatever. It's 14, 13. You get it. 27 altogether.
Vinny's still holding on to that lead, and he's actually extended it after last week's games. 159-77. That's 5 games up on Bob and 13 up on me.
All right, we'll start with a little college fun. Bring it local. Maryland, Penn State. Turtles, 4-7. Playing out the string. 25-point underdogs at Penn State, who's playing for much greater things, like a national championship. Benny.
Yeah, to me, that's kind of an easy one. I'll take the Nittany Lions on this one. I just wanted to check what Saturday, the high is 29.
They could be playing in a controlled climate. I don't think it's really going to matter, Nolan.
Even down 13 games here, I'm not daring enough to take this one. I'll go with Penn State.
But I'm taking Penn State, too. But if Maryland wins, I will be a happy camper coming at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Number 15, South Carolina at number, 17? Clemson. Clemson minus 2.5. Serious playoff ramifications in this game.
Yeah, this is big, because if South Carolina can beat Clemson, they got a shot to be in the tournament. I'm going to take Carolina. I think they've been playing pretty good, and Clemson, they don't play the same schedule that Carolina plays.
I'll take a chance here with the home team. Why not? Higher-ranked team at home. They're favored. I'll go Clemson.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Clemson Tigers as well. To pull this one out, it's a rivalry game, et cetera. Yeah. It's rivalry week. Notre Dame at USC. Trojans, who lost to Maryland? 7.5-point dogs at home against the Fighting Irish, who, like Penn State, we just talked about, They're playing for championships, man, or at least a chance to win one.
Yeah, and you know what? I think USC gets the upset. They're 4-1 at home. Their biggest game at home was Penn State. They were up like 17 or 21-3, and then Penn State came back to win it. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. The only thing is Penn State can throw it a lot better than Notre Dame can throw it. I'm going to take a chance and go with Southern Cal.
Well, who would I be to refuse this opportunity here? Take a 7-point favorite? I'll take Notre Dame.
I'm going with the Fighting Irish as well, even though I'm Irish Catholic. I've never been a fan of Notre Dame, but I will be Saturday because I'm taking them. Texas, number 2. At Texas A&M, the Aggies, number 20. Longhorns, 5-point favorites.
A&M's won 5 in a row at home. That is a tough place to play. I mean, I've been there. It is a hard place to play. I'm going to take A&M.
I'll go with Texas. I mean, they know the situation they're in. Top 5 team. They can't stumble. They can't falter. Rivalry game or not, they will get the job done.
What's that, the 12th man?
Yeah.
Texas, the original 12th man. I'm going Longhorns. Sarkisian. Sark will figure out a way to get it done. Number 24, K-State at number 18. Iowa State, Cyclones, 2.5.
If it was at K-State, I'd take K-State. Because it's in Ames, I'm going to take the Cyclones.
All right, I got to have at least one upset in here, so I'll go with Kansas State.
Let me just confirm that score. I might be wrong here. Either way, I'm going to take the Cyclones at home. Yeah, they're 2.5-point favorites. I'm going to Iowa State. Cyclones over the K-State. Well, the Wildcats, a cyclone whips through. Your Wildcat gets caught in it and blown into the next dimension. Let's go with the Cyclone.
You guys are either going to catch up or I'm going to extend.
Yeah, well, you're kind of picking up what you're putting down here. You're picking. We're going the opposite of it. Hello. It's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. It's pick slash news from the desk. Tomorrow, 3 games. We'll start with Chicago, the Bears. At the Lions, Detroit minus 10. By the way, new to the show. Spreads are for entertainment purposes. We're just picking winners.
I'm going Detroit in this one. I think Detroit's got too much. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, he practiced, so he's going to play. I think Montgomery's playing. Bears have gotten better, but I think Detroit has too much.
Now, of course, Detroit always hosts on Thanksgiving. That's been a tradition forever, but very rarely at this point in the season is Detroit actually playing for something. And the crowd's usually animated just for the Thanksgiving factor. I think they're going to be full celebration mode tomorrow. Lions win this one.
Harkens back to the days of Ndamukong Suh stomping on people on Thanksgiving. I think the game's going to be closer than the point spread says, but I'm going to take the Lions. Giants and Cowboys. Tommy DeVito might not even play. A little bit banged up. Maybe Drew Locke gets a chance to go up against Cooper Rush.
Dallas.
Well, as bad as this game is, it's actually kind of hard to pick. I really don't know who to go with. Both teams are so terrible. I'll go with the Giants. Give me DeVito.
Doesn't Dallas stink at home, too?
Yeah, I don't think they've won at home.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, Jake Paul has more wins at Jerry World than Cowboys. I'm going Giants. Miami at Green Bay, Pack minus 3.5. If Miami wants to get to the playoffs, they could probably afford, air quotes, to lose this game. I don't know. It's going to be really, really cold.
Right. That's why I'm going to take Green Bay. Unless Love all of a sudden is in the giving mood, but I think, what's he throwing? 10 picks?
11.
I'm going to take the Pack because of the weather.
Right. And that's why I think if the Dolphins win this one, it would be really a statement win for them. They've collapsed down the stretch the last 2 seasons. They can't play in cold weather. To get this one would be huge for them. I just don't see it. I'll go with the Pack.
Will McDaniel be wearing his cuffed skinny sweatpants? That's what I wonder.
Well, I'll probably have heavier than that.
Yeah. It's too cold. To his hands will be too frozen. And I'm going Green Bay in this one. Friday, how about a little Black Friday football? Raiders at the Kansas City. Hey, Patrick Mahomes said they needed a blowout. Maybe this is the game. Chiefs minus 12.
Is O'Connell playing quarterback?
Yes. Because Minshew is gone for the year.
And McConnell just came off IR. You imagine if he gets hurt, is Antonio Pierce playing quarterback? I'll take the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'll go with the Chiefs here. They will not play with their food this week. They'll get the job done. And as much as it angers me, I am predicting that there will be one of their patented trick plays down inside the red zone that goes viral. And everyone will be kissing their rear end over that. How creative Andy Reid is.
Sounds like you hate Kansas City.
I do, but I not enough to pick against them.
Yeah, correct. I mean, Cliff Branch, Ken Stabler would have to be reincarnated for this to even be a close game. I see puffy pants Chiefs. Sunday, Chargers at Atlanta. Chargers coming off that loss Monday night. They're 2.5-point favorites against the Falcons, who looking like just 3 weeks ago they were going to run away with the division. Now they stink. Young Hay can't make a field goal.
Yeah, and Atlanta's defense isn't great. Who's going to play running back for the Chargers?
Dobbins week to week with an MCL, by the way.
Yeah, you know, and Gus Bus is kind of just a guy. So, I mean, I like the Chargers because of Herbert, you know, and their defense.
I'll go with the Falcons in this one. They got to bounce back. It was really embarrassing against the Broncos. To be fair, a good defense there in Denver, but what, 6 points? I mean, come on, you got to do better than that. I'll go with the Falcons.
I'm going Chargers in this one. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. We just talked about this a few minutes ago. Notes from the North. Bengals minus three.
Yeah, I just said it. I'm going to take the Bengals. I think that they can score. I don't know that Pittsburgh can score enough touchdowns to keep up with the Bengals.
I think the Steelers get the job done here. They bounce back from their disappointing division loss. They've had the little mini bye playing on Thursday. I think they take care of business here.
Cincinnati wins at home. Arizona at Minnesota. Vikings minus 3.5. Hey, Daniel Jones is there to save the day if something happens.
Yeah, except he's on a practice squad. I'm going to take the Vikings. I mean, they're 9-2, and you never know which Arizona team's showing up.
That is true, but I think we get the good Cardinals this week. Kyler Murray shows out. Give me the Cards.
Now I'm going Minnesota. Winners of 4 in a row at home. Indy at New England. Colts minus 2.5.
Yeah, I'm taking Indy because, I mean, they still got a shot in the division. They got something to play for. I'll take the Colts.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Indy.
Indianapolis here. Seattle at the Jets. Seahawks minus 2.
Seattle. I think the Jets have kind of packed it in.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, give me Seattle.
Aaron Rodgers said if he does play next year, he wants it to be for the Jets. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink. I'm going Seattle as well. Tennessee at Washington. Commanders minus 5.5.
Washington got a lot more to play for. Tennessee's playing better. Levis is playing better.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say the Washington, they got to win. I'm going to say Washington.
Right. Get right game for them after disappointing finish. And Titans come back down to earth after a nice win over the Texans.
Yeah, in Houston, I'm going Washington too. However, speaking of them, Houston, they're at Jacksonville, 5-point favorites.
Jacksonville's coming off a bye. Isn't Lawrence back this week too?
Not sure.
I'm taking the upset. I'm going Jacksonville.
Yeah, Texans got to take care of business here. They're still playing for a lot.
Yeah, I'm going with Houston as well. Rams at the Saints, L.A. minus 2.5.
I'm going Saints. I'm going to take the Saints. They've won 2 in a row with the new coach, and it's at home. I'm going with them.
I don't feel good either way in this one, but I'll go Rams by default then.
I'm torn. I'm going to go Rams. I don't know why. I don't feel comfortable, confident at all, like Nolan said, with either pick. But let's go with the Rams there. Tampa at Carolina. Buccaneers minus 6.
Yeah, and I like Baker Mayfield, how he's playing. Evans is back. And Carolina played Kansas City right to the finish, and I thought Bryce Young played well. But I'll take Tampa. They have to win because they got a chance.
Yeah.
I'll take the Buccaneers, and they will cover that spread. Panthers, that was all they had last week. No more fighting them.
Shot their load, did they? I'm going to go Tampa as well. San Francisco at Buffalo Sunday night. Bills minus 7.
Do we know what San Fran players are back, if any? I'm going to take Buffalo
it's
anyhow.
It's Wednesday, baby. Right.
Injury report will come out later today. Yeah, you got to go with the Bills here at home.
Sunday night, yeah.
Yeah, let's go Buffalo. Philly at Baltimore. Ravens minus 3.
Yep, I am... I'm going to take the Ravens 31-24, and I just think that the Ravens are going to be able to move the ball. The Rams moved the ball. Stafford threw it, and Kyren Williams, he rushed for like 80-some yards. And I think the Ravens are going to get some stops, and they got to play fundamentally great defense up front.
Save the keys.
Yeah.
This big game being in Baltimore is the only thing that gives me a little pause with this, but I am still going to take Philly. Narrow victory, very high scoring, 31-30. They eke this one out at the last second. There's just too much.
50-yard field goal?
I won't go that far. I mean, there might be a touchdown to win it. But that offense, there's just too many weapons. Ravens defense has proven that they can shut down the run, make opponents one-dimensional at times. But Barkley's just a whole different beast, man. I'll give Ravens offense their credit, but it won't be enough in the end.
I'm going Ravens 23-20. It's cold. I don't think the points will be as plentiful. I mean, the oddsmakers have it at like 50.5.
Whoa.
I think more of a low-scoring game. And Justin Tucker's going to kick a game-winning field goal. Let's say he does it Sunday afternoon. Jake Elliott's had his struggles this year for Philadelphia. So Tucker the toe over Elliott, whatever his name is. Jake, I was kind of trying to come up on the fly with a nickname. Obviously, I fell short with that one, but 23-20 Ravens, Nolan. And I'll text you Monday that I'm taking Denver to beat Cleveland.
I'm picking Denver, too. I'll tell you Monday I'm taking Denver.
Well, don't jump the gun. Injuries can still happen before then. So we'll
all right. There better be like 40 of them. It's Vinny and Haney.
How are they getting hurt before the Monday night game?
Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan will come back. Buy or sell. Let's count that holiday money. Then Vinny's keys, the victory for the Ravens against Philadelphia. And then Elliott Shore Parks, WIP, in Philly, get his thought from an Eagles perspective. They won 7 in a row. They're chasing that number one.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And see.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Basically a game day Wednesday. We got a lot going on. Vinny's keys for Ravens versus Philly coming up here in a few minutes. But before we get to the many sports subjects of the day, let's count the dough by ourselves.
A lot of red today. It's not Christmas. The Dow's down 66. The S&P's down 30. NASDAQ is down 208. DraftKings down 17 cents. Under Armour's down a penny.
All right, we'll start here with the Ravens' opponent this week, the Eagles. I was actually listening to the WIP afternoon show yesterday, trying to get a feel for how their fan base, their hosts, are viewing the matchup on Sunday. But when I tuned in, I heard a debate over Nick Sirianni's status as head coach. One host suggesting that the team extend him right here, right now, for the job he's done rallying the troops after their collapse late last season, and adding that an extension would ease some tension for him so he's not looking over his shoulder, worried about his coaching future, just go out there and do his job. Some other hosts pushed back, said they want to wait and see what happens in the playoffs. I'll turn the question completely around for our segment here. Vinny, buy or sell, the only thing that's going to keep Sirianni in Philly is a Super Bowl win.
I'm going to sell that. I think if they have a collapse like they did last year, then he'll be gone. But if they continue to fight and win a playoff game and then would lose or whatever, I think he'll be back.
Right. It's easy to forget before that collapse. What, they were 10-1 last year, a one-loss team, similar boat.
Best team in football for 2.5 months.
Right. Yeah. Not far off.
Then he lost the locker room after that.
So things can unravel in a hurry. But we'll move over to a little baseball here. The Red Sox pondering a position change for one of their top stars heading into 2025. Rafael Devers has held down third base for years at this point, but maybe his defense leaves a little to be desired, or a lot to be desired. This has led Boston to consider moving him to first base. Now, that's not uncommon. A lot of aging third basemen will make that move, but Devers is only 28, and it should be noted he has zero experience at first base in his career. His agent even spoke recently about the subject and was very adamant about his client staying at third. Buy or sell, Bob, moving Devers to first would actually be a net negative for Boston.
Because I think, I'm just double-checking it, Tristan Casas plays first base for them.
Correct, yeah.
Who's a stud.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a prudent move right now. I think Rafael Devers, his best position ultimately will be DH. Like Vlad Jr. made the transition. People forget when he was the number one prospect coming up through the ranks of baseball. He's a third baseman. A little girthy. Then they slid him over, and he's handled himself quite nicely over there. Nope, sell it. Nope. Because Casas is a future star.
Right. All right, the contenders and pretenders in the NFL, they're starting to separate themselves from one another. But as usual, we're expecting a close race for that last wild card spot to come down to week 18. NFL writer Cody Benjamin has ranked the NFC wildcard contenders based on who's best equipped for a playoff run. You've got a clear-cut top three with Green Bay, Minnesota, and Washington that are currently in that wildcard picture. But after that, much more wide open, he has the Cardinals and their 6-5 record all the way down at number 7 behind the 49ers and Rams, who both have losing records right now. Buy or sell, Vinny, Arizona has a better shot to make the playoffs than their rivals in L.A. and San Francisco.
I'll soft buy it because I just don't know which team shows up. That's the thing. I mean, if the good one shows up, yes. If the bad one, like last week in Seattle, shows up, then no.
And I got one more for you here. The Knicks dominated the Nuggets the other night. Huge blowout score here, 145-118. OG Anunoby, not OJ Anunoby, OG Anunoby, enjoyed a career night, 40 points, while shooting just under 70% from three. That's not an aberration for him either. He's averaging a career-high 19 points per game right now and has ascended beyond just the 3-and-D labels that he garnered earlier in his career. New York certainly enjoying it. They traded for him last year. Did get injured, but balling out so far this season. Buy or sell, Bob, Anunoby will finally earn that first All-Star nod of his career.
I'll soft buy it. And remember, their record with him when they got him from Toronto was incredible. Then he got hurt, was banged up going into the playoffs. But he's always been a stud. When he was at Indiana, who, by the way, is losing to Louisville right now, 22-15, in the battle for Atlantis. We got some Feast Week basketball going on. Had a major knee injury, and he has rehabilitated himself nicely. So, yeah, and the Knicks always get a little extra love there. Brunson's, I guess, the star of the team, but he's kind of the glue guy that's multifaceted at what he brings to the occasion. So I will soft buy that. Nolan McGraw. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens, 3-point favorites over the Eagles. You buying that? How do the Ravens win this game? Get to the bye at 9-4. Vinny's keys coming up next. Then we're going to Philly. Elliott Shore Parks, WIP. Talk about the Eagles. They won 7 in a row. They're coming in as underdogs. It's Barkley versus Henry. It's Hurts versus Lamar. Sirianni versus Harps. Oh, there's so many things to get into, and we'll do it here on The Fan.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient. We're moving on, and we're playing our ass off.
It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Ravens taking on the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday, 4:25. Ravens 3-point favorites in this game. Ravens 8-4, 4-1 at home. Second place in the AFC North. Eagles are 9-2, 5-1 on the road. First place in the NFC East. Ravens 3-point favorites. Over under is 50.5. Don't forget Baltimore Game Day Uncensored Live. Horseshoe Casino brought to you by Rice Mirthapasaurus Brew Brothers getting it on starting at 1 o'clock. But the Ravens got a bye after this game. They want to go to the bye 9-4. Duh. How do they get it done? Keys to victory.
All right, number one, which is pretty obvious, limit Barkley in both run and pass. I said 80 yards rushing, 40 yards receiver, and you got to tackle him. You got to wrap him up because he can make you miss. He can jump, you know, jump step right, left, and he's got phenomenal burst. So the biggest thing with him is they got to tackle him and limit him.
120 yards total offense is what you're saying, basically.
Yeah. Last week he had over 300, yeah. You know. And the thing about it is, like the explosives, he's had 12 explosive, over 20 yards, 12 times in the run game, 4 times in the pass game. He's got 225 yak yards, Bob. I mean, they like to get him the ball on screen passes, and then he goes. And that quick burst, that is tough. He's a hell of a player. He is a hell of a player. Number two, make Hurts stay in the pocket. He, my opinion, he cannot beat you throwing. He will not be able to beat them throwing if they keep him in the pocket. He loves, and he's going to, if he sees something or he sees color, he's gone. He's going to move. He's going to move. He's going to go sideways. He's going to run. He had 12 carries against the Rams, 12. And a lot of those are called runs. They run a lot with him. So keep him in the pocket. Don't let him scramble. That's when he's more dangerous. But if you keep him in the pocket, then he's not as accurate. Number three, no explosives from A.J. Brown, 6'1", 226. You got to tackle him too. The big thing with him is A.J. Brown, 13 plays over 20-plus yards. 13. And he's got 242 yak yards. He is hard to tackle. After the catch.
And he's missed 3 games.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 8 games. And he's got 13 explosives in 8 games. Almost 2 a game. So that is a guy that you got to corral. And he's hard to cover because he's so big and so strong. Number 4, contain Carter on the inside, number 98. And Dean on the blitz, number 17. And the Ravens guards and centers, they got to have the best game of the season so far. They've got to play their best because we've heard other people talk. Carter, he's a beast, and Dean, he's not a big guy, but he can run, and his burst and stuff, blitzing, and he can get low and explode into you. So Justice Hill's going to have a tough time with him because he is fat. Those two guys, both Georgia guys, and Carter is extremely powerful. I mean, Falele, I could see him having some problems because of the quickness and stuff. And I could see Lindenbaum, because of the size, having problems. And the same with McCary. He could. They should never, at least early in the game, single block him. If he starts to wear down, yeah, then. But not early on, because he's too big, too powerful, and he'll be in the backfield, and then Derek can't get going. Now, Lamar, he's going to have to make him miss a few times early, I'll bet. Next one, Derek be the best back on the field. If Derek's the best back on the field, Ravens win. You know, if Barkley's the best back on the field, Ravens still could win because of Lamar. Because I think Lamar is that much better than Hurts. And then number 6, I got Lamar throw for over 250. I think it's extremely possible because, you know, without Brandon Graham, without him, Josh Sweat, I think, they'll be able to contain him. If they can contain the inside guys, Lamar's going to have time to throw. And then the receivers are going to have the ability to get open. So I think they're going to be able to make some plays in the pass game. And then last but not least, the Ravens defense has got to play great fundamental football versus the run. And what does that mean? That means being in your gap, keeping your shoulders square, being where you're supposed to be, keeping your outside arm, outside leg free. Because if you jump inside your block, boom, Barkley's gone. You know, so fundamentally, be where you're supposed to be, and then you can keep him corralled. But if one guy, and it's going to take all 7 or 8 of them, if one guy screws up, he can. It's just like Derrick Henry. Same thing, you know, if we were WIP in Philadelphia, same thing we would be talking about. You got to be fundamentally sound. The thing is Barkley is really fast, and he can make people miss. So the safeties, you know, Kyle Hamilton and Washington, they're going to have to be involved in this. That's why the linebacker stuff, Bob, scares me if Roquan's not there, because Roquan can run. Simpson can run, but Simpson's been lost the last couple games. Board, I think it'd be okay. Malik Harrison in space is not going to be good. So fundamentally, and what they'll try to do a lot too is they'll run that zone stuff, and what they're going to try to do is, let's just say the guard's going to try to reach your outside and get his head on your outside. You got to cross his face. If you're supposed to be on the outside, be on the outside, and then cross face to go back inside if he cuts back in. Those are the keys.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. That's how Vinny sees the matchup from a Ravens perspective. When we come back, Elliott Shore Parks, WIP. How they feeling in Philly as 3-point underdogs here in Baltimore this weekend? From WIP up in Philadelphia. Brought to us by Window Nation. Right now, save 50% off all window styles, plus a bonus 10% off and zero interest for 6 years. Book now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Let's welcome in Elliott Shore Parks. Elliott, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us in Baltimore. What is happening?
What's going on? Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it. Look forward to talking about this game. This is a Super Bowl preview, I think, maybe.
So possibly. Battle of Birds. They both win at SoFi over the weekend. You've got mobile quarterbacks, great running backs. A lot of similarities here. But here in Baltimore, Elliott, a lot of fans would like to see John Harbaugh be the ex-coach of the Ravens, if you know where I'm coming from. Has Sirianni changed the narrative over the last 2 months with Philly fans here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Sirianni has proven himself to be, if not the best head coach in the league, he's certainly on that short list. If you look at his resume, what he's accomplished since he's become the head coach, no active head coach has won a higher percentage of their games than Nick Sirianni. Obviously, guys like Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, they've done it for longer, but it's now been 4 years where Sirianni has won pretty consistently. He's been to the playoffs every year, obviously already been to a Super Bowl, so I think he certainly has won over fans here, and I think that's easy to do when you win 7 straight games and you're sitting, almost at the top of the NFC.
Elliott, what's the situation injury-wise? Like, is Devonta Smith playing? And then watching the film from last week, I didn't see Slay, like, in the second half.
Yeah, so Devonta, we'll see. They're going to take the practice field in a few hours here in Philadelphia, and it'll be a big deal to see if he is out there or not. He has been dealing with a hamstring injury, and it's a, you know, somewhat fairly significant one. Obviously didn't play against Los Angeles last week, and I thought there was a shot he wasn't going to play against Washington, and if there wasn't such a huge game for the division, he might not have. So I think this week there is a chance he won't be out there. As far as Darius Slay, my guess is he won't be. He suffered a concussion this past week, and just if you look around the league, normally if guys suffer a concussion on Sunday, they don't normally play the following week. So Darius Slay being out, is a blow to the team, but they have a lot of really good cornerbacks on this roster, which is certainly not something you could have said a year ago.
Now, talk to me about Jalen Carter, because watching him on film, I mean, he's hard not to notice.
Yeah, I think Jalen Carter, there's probably a few players in the league you could say this for, but only a few, and I think Jalen's one of them. He has the ability to be the best defensive player in the NFL. If there wasn't off-the-field concerns at the time when he was drafted, he might have been the number one overall pick, and he has played like it, at least shown that type of talent for stretches here in Philadelphia. I think last year he fell off towards the end of the season, but he's become a much more consistent player, and he's a real problem for interior offensive lines. He's very, very good at getting to the quarterback. He's excellent against the run. It's gotten to the point where pretty much every team he plays double teams him, which puts pressure on, obviously, the other linemen for the Eagles. But Jalen Carter, I think has the potential to be one of the best in the league and probably already is one of the best defensive tackles in the league.
In your opinion, what's weakness of the defense?
So I think it's the edge rushers. As good as the interior can be with Jalen Carter, they have some good other young edge rushers. Defensive tackles. Their edge rushers just aren't that good. Josh Sweat has put up numbers, and he's a very good edge rusher, but he certainly is not in the category of somebody you worry about and you know scheme around going into the game. They just lost Brandon Graham, unfortunately, for the season. And then outside of that, they have Nolan Smith, another Georgia player who's played better as the season has gone on. but hasn't really, you know, become that first round pick talent yet. And then Bryce Huff, who they gave a lot of money to, has been a disappointment this year and is also out with a wrist injury. So the back seven is way better than it used to be, and I think one of the better back sevens in the league. But the edge rush position, which I know you guys know with defense in Baltimore, is an important one. They're just not that strong there.
Talk to me about Mekhi Becton, because on film, you know, when you watch him at the Jets compared to what he is now, he looks so much better than he did when he played with the Jets.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of players look a lot better once they get to leave the Jets, right? So I think that is part of it. But Mekhi Becton, look, the Eagles, I think, probably have the best offensive line coach in the NFL. If he's not the best, he's certainly on the short list. They always have a good offensive line. Jeff Stoutland does an outstanding job getting guys ready. Mekhi Becton always had, you know, great physical raw ability. It was just a matter of coaching him up, getting him in the right spot, transition from tackle to guard with the Eagles, which is probably a bit of an easier position. You're not on an island as much. And when you play next to great offensive linemen, it helps as well. So Mekhi Becton has been an outstanding signing for the Eagles. And, you know, combined with the fact that they lost Jason Kelce, had to get a new guard, you know, it was not a sure thing their line was going to be this good, but they have been. So the Eagles, are thrilled with the decision to bring in Mekhi Becton.
Now, if it comes down to a 50-yard field goal, which team has the advantage?
Well, you used to say maybe a month ago that, you know, both kickers would make it, but it certainly doesn't feel like that's the case anymore. Jake Elliott has struggled recently. Now, he did make all seven of his kicks last week with most of those being extra points, but he's been better. I would probably still say, Justin Tucker, just because of the resume there and, you know, how great he's been throughout his career. But yeah, but Jake Elliott's struggling. He's also made big kicks, and it could come down to a field goal. So, yeah, I think both teams have great kickers they could probably still rely on despite their struggles.
Elliott Shore Parks, WIP in Philly, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Elliott, last thing for you. As Lamar Jackson seems to be charging towards or rushing towards, passing his way to his third MVP, where would you rate Hurts among the premier quarterbacks in the NFL, at least this season?
Yeah, so it's a question that we debate here in Philadelphia almost daily. And the crazy thing about it is, I don't know if there should be much debate because his resume is one of the best. I mean, he's made the playoffs again all 3 years he's been in the NFL. He's almost won an MVP. He went to the Super Bowl and for the most part went throw for throw with Patrick Mahomes. And this year he has his team once again set up to potentially get back there. But there's just something about him. There's something about the eye test when you watch him that doesn't always pass. So if you look at where he would be among the best quarterbacks in the league, I think he is without question a top 10 quarterback. And then from there, it's kind of what you value. If you value winning, he's probably top five. If you value raw ability and a strong arm, maybe he's more around 7 or 8. But either way, the Eagles definitely have a quarterback capable of winning games.
Elliott Shore Parks, WIP. Elliott, appreciate the time. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you and the family. Have fun with the Ravens on Sunday.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Yeah, man. Elliott Shore Parks, everybody. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. NFL Lunch coming up next. Vinny's film breakdown of that Philly offense led by Jalen Hurts. Stay tuned for that. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Talk about week 13 of the NFL season with him. And then we'll get zany as the show progresses.